Ah, that I am wondrous bright among you all, shining full clear. Of all heaven I bear the light, though God himself and he were here. All in this throne, if that I were, then should I be as wise as he. What say you, angels, all that be here? Some comfort soon, now let me see.
We will not assent unto your pride, nay, in our hearts take such a thought, but that our Lord shall be our guide, and keep to us that he hath wrought.
Our Lord commanded all that be here to keep his hests both more and less. Therefore I warn thee, Lucifer, this pride will turn to great distress.
Distress? I command you for to cease and see the beauty that I bear. All heaven shines through my brightness, for God himself shines not so clear.
Of all angels you bear the price, and most beauty is you befall. My counsel is that you be wise, that you bring not yourself in thrall.
If that you in thrall you bring, then shall you have a wicked fall, and also all your offspring. Away with you, they shall all.
Our brethren's counsel is good to hear. To you I say, Lucifer and Lightborn, wherefore beware you of these cheer, least that you have a fell spurn.
In faith, brother, yet you shall sit in this throne both clean and clear, that you may be as wise withal as God himself if he were here. Therefore ye shall be set here, that all heaven may you behold. The brightness of your body clear is brighter than God a thousandfold.
Alas, that beauty will you spill if you keep it all in your thought. Then will pride have all his will and bring your brightness all to naught. Let it pass out of your thought, and cast away all wicked pride, and keep your brightness that you is wrought, and let our God be all our guide.
Alas, that pride is the way of liberty, that turns your thought to great offence. The brightness of your fair body will make you soon for to go hence.
Behold, senors, on every side, and unto me you cast your eye. I charge you, angels, in this tide, behold, and see what I do mean. Above great God I will me guide, and set myself here as I ween. I am peerless and prince of pride, for God himself shines not so sheen. Here will I sit now in his stead, to exalt myself in this same sea. Behold my body, both hands and head, the might of God is marked in me. All angels, turn to me, I read, and to your sovereign, kneel on your knee. I am your comfort, both lord and head, the mirth and might of the majesty.
And I am next of the same degree, replete all by experience. Methinks if I might sit by thee, all heaven should do us reverence. All orders are assent to thee and me, thou hast us turned by eloquence. And here were now the Trinity, we should him pass by our fulgence.
Alas, why make you this great offence? Both Lucifer and Lightborn, to you I say, our sovereign lord will have you hence, and he will find you in this array. Go to your seats, and wend you hence. You have begun a parlous play. You shall well wit the subsequence. This dance will turn to teen and tray.
I read you all do me reverence, that I am replete with heavenly grace. Though God come here, I will not hence, but sit right here before his face.
And Lucifer sits. And there is a note in Latin that glory to you, the Trinity, which we assume is a song. And God appears with the music playing in all his majesty.
Say, what array do you make here? Who is your prince and principal? I made the angel and Lucifer, and here thou would be lord over all. Therefore I charge this order clear, fast from this place. Look that ye fall full soon, and I shall do change your cheer. For your foul pride to hell you shall, Lucifer. Who set thee here when I was go? What have I offended unto thee? I made me thee my friend, thou art my foe. Why hast thou trespassed thus to me? Above all angels, there were no more that sat so nigh my majesty, I charge you to fall till I bid no to the pit of hell evermore to be.
And Lucifer and Lightborn fall, and in the script they are now marked as Primus Demon and Secundus Demon. So, number one, please, and number two. You are now demonic and burning and in pain.
Alas, that we ever we were wrought that we should come into this place. We were in joy, now we be naught. Alas, we have forfeited our grace.
And even hither thou hast brought, into a dungeon to take our trace. All this sorrow thou hast us sought, the devil may speed thy stinking face.
My face, false feature for thy fare. Thou hast us brought to teen and tray. I cumber, I canker, I kindle in care. I sink in sorrow. What shall I say?
Thou hast us brought this wicked way, through thy might all and thy pride, out of the bliss that lasteth aye, in sorrow evermore to abide.
Thy wit it was as well as mine of that pride that we did show, and now lieth here in hell pine, till the day of doom that beams shall blow.
Then shall we never care for woe, but lie here like two fiends black. Alas, that we did forfeit so the Lord's love that did us make.
And therefore I shall, for his sake, show mankind great envy. As soon as ever he can him make, I shall send him to destroy. Some of my order shall he be to make mankind to do amiss. Ruffian, my friend fair and free, look that thou keep mankind from bliss. That I and my fellows fell down, for aye, he will ordain mankind again in bliss to be with great away, and we evermore in hell pain.
Out, Harrow! Where is our might that we were wont to show, and in heaven bear so great light, and now we be in hell full low?
Out, alas, for woe and wickedness! I am so fast bound in this cheer, and never away hence shall pass, but lie in hell all still here.
And the demons exit, leaving God with his angels.
Ah, wicked pride, I work thee woo. My mirth hast thou made amiss. I may well suffer, my will is not so, that they should part thus from my bliss. Ah, pride, why hast thou not burst in two? Why did they that? Why did they this? Behold, my angels, pride is your foe. All sorrow shall show wherever soever it is, and though they have broken my commandment, me rueth it sore full sovereignly. Nevertheless, I will have mine intent. What I first thought, sir, yet so will I, and two persons be at one assent, the solemn matter for to try. A full fair image we have in meant, that this same stead shall multiply in my blessing. Here I begin, the first that shall be to my pay. Lightness, darkness, I bid you twin, the dark to the night, the light to the day. Keep your course for more of mine, and suffer not to you, I say, but save yourself both out and in. That is my will, and will alway. As I have made all things of naught, after my will and my wishing, my first day now I have wrought, I give it fully my blessing.
And so endeth the first play. But oddly enough, it sort of ends in slightly splinched, because God has just started creating the universe beyond the heaven, the angels that he's already made. And he's about to continue.